With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump spoke to a joint session of Congress Tuesday night, outlining his agenda for the country. The president said ending government fraud will put more money in the hands of American citizens.
By slashing all of the fraud, waste, and theft we can find, we will defeat inflation, bring down mortgage rates, lower car payments and grocery prices, protect our seniors, and put more money in the pockets of American families.
The president said he wants to finally get our government's economic house in order.
In the near future, I want to do what has not been done in 24 years, balance the federal budget. We're going to balance it.
The Trump administration's threatening to withhold millions of dollars from Columbia University, citing anti-Semitism at the New York City University. Monday night, the Education Department, HHS, and the GSA announced a review of more than $5 billion in federal grant commitments to Columbia. Also, at srnnews.com, winter weather continues to lash the country, with the Midwest bracing for blizzard-like conditions in some areas.
Powerful storms are threatening communities across the country, with weather ranging from fire in the southern high plains to blizzards in the Midwest. Forecasts also predict dust storms in the southwest and tornadoes in the south. Craig Kogel is a forecaster with the National Weather Service.
If we do get a little bit more snow and it's a heavy wet snow and it gets onto trees and power lines, when you start getting gusts as high as that, when you know, over 60 miles an hour, we could look at some, you know, bigger branches being broken off and potential power outages.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Southwest Airlines is planning to close a pair of crew bases in its latest cost-cutting move. The closures involve Florida and Texas. This is SRN News. Wyoming has a new pronouns law.
The measure ensures that the state government cannot force any public employee to use inaccurate pronouns in violation of their religious beliefs. Christian legal experts are cheering the legislation. Matt Sharp of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, "No one should lose their job or face punishment at work for declining to say something they believe is false. With this bill, Wyoming is rightfully stepping into the gap to protect freedom of conscience." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Census Bureau is seeking permission to delete questions about so-called gender identity from a monthly survey. The agency says the request is being made to align with President Trump's order to strip federal money from programs that promote gender ideology. At the same time, the statistical agency has canceled a spring meeting for an advisory committee set up to provide guidance for the 2030 census. The once-a-decade headcount influences politics and federal spending for years to come. This is SRN News. Majority of voters favor an election integrity measure recently advocated by President Trump.
The 2024 election was a resounding victory for election integrity. Voters overwhelmingly embraced election integrity ballot measures and rejected proposed left-wing voting reforms. Across the country, Americans turned out in support of laws that make it easy to vote and hard to cheat. A survey of 1,210 U.S. likely voters was conducted on February 24th to the 26th by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points, with a 95% level of confidence.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting, more than half of adults around the world will be obese or overweight by 2050, according to a new report. The analysis published in The Lancet also predicts a third of kids will be overweight. Currently, more than half of adults who are overweight live in eight countries: China, India, the U.S., Brazil, Russia, Mexico, Indonesia, and Egypt. More details at srnnews.com.